Jeremy Bradley, again joining you live from San Francisco, and you can see all the highlights from our travel broadcast at sfo.jbonair.com. sfo.jbonair.com. I'm with Myra here at Aquarium of the Bay. I love animals, so this is going to be really exciting for me. Thanks for joining us first.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So it's a good thing that you came in today. The really good thing is that right now we're having a really, really nice piece of weather, which means that everyone's coming in and enjoying the animals and hanging out with us.
It seems like there's quite a bit to see and do, and it's sort of like a museum in a sense, right? You're kind of going, you start at one point, and then you go through. Now, there's also kind of a glow-in-the-dark area I hear. What is that?
I think the glow-in-the-dark area you're referring to is down in our jellies exhibit. It's called Go With The Flow.
Okay.
And the really great thing is that the way the aquarium is actually set up, it's actually very linear. So you start at the beginning with our Discover the Bay exhibit. Gives you a little introduction to San Francisco Bay. It looks like one of your traditional aquariums. You see all the tanks on the wall. And then when you get to the end and you get to the harbor, you actually take a short elevator ride downstairs to our jelly exhibit. And that's actually the beginning part of our tunnel exhibit, we like to call. And there what we have is two rather large 707,000 gallon combined tanks that you actually get to walk through in acrylic tunnels. So it gives you the impression of diving underwater without actually getting wet. And that's actually one of the things that we are known for.
So we're gonna go diving? Yes!
Potentially okay. We can.
All right.
It's the best way to go diving without actually getting wet, without having to learn how to scuba, without having to hold your breath, and even better, without actually being in San Francisco Bay water itself, simply because the water is always going to be ridiculously cold, hovering at anywhere between 55 and like 65 degrees. And so if you've ever done that, even the little kids when they're at our touch pool area, which is following after the tide pools up in the tunnels, they actually will go in the water going, oh my God, it's so cold. And I look at them going, oh, this isn't cold. And I was like, remember that movie Titanic? They're like, yeah, the water's about 20 degrees warmer. And they're like, what?
So there's quite a hands-on element here from what
there
I
understand. There is a hands-on element. So like when you get up to the touch pools, you do have a chance to touch some of our animals.
Okay.
Just like our rays and our skates. You can even touch our anemones. And depending on the time of day that you're coming in, you can actually go ahead and touch some of our land animals. So the Bay Lab, or our touch pool area as we like to call it, is actually surrounded by a lot of our climate change ambassadors. And our climate change ambassadors are here to tell their stories. Because, you know, we've heard a lot of things about climate change and, you know, you get it left side, right side, up and down. But at the end of the day, the animals don't have a voice in climate change, and we actually will go ahead and tell their stories. Because it's a lot easier to start off with this, you know, let's say, for example, our chinchilla exhibit. Like, we have this amazing chinchilla. Look, he's cute, he's fuzzy and everything. But at the end of the day, he doesn't have a voice, and he can't say, you know what, it's too hot for me here. I can't live here anymore. So that we use our voice to basically show people that these animals do have a voice, and climate change does affect not only ourselves, but it also affects them.
So this is though it's an aquarium, a chinchilla is not necessarily a water animal.
It is not a water animal, but we actually, one of our climate change messaging is the fact that, you know, we are all interconnected. And the aquarium actually has five very important things that we actually talk about in terms of our critical issues, and climate change is one of them. So the other ones are not limited to, like, sustainable seafood and marine plastics and, like, freshwater flows and marine protected areas. Those are our five.
Okay, all right, so let's start the tour. I know that we're teasing everybody with all these fun things, and we're going to have the pictures. Again, you can go to our website, sfo.jbonair.com.